Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Old Misho Big Interview. In this week's episode, we speak to Orlando Pirates striker Tendai Ndoro, but first, he tells us three interesting things about himself.
I'm a kind person, and I love music. I love gospel music, and I love singing.
Can you sing?
My favorite songs. Yeah, I can. Yes, I can.
You like singing Winnie Mashaba's songs?
Yeah, it's the best, yeah. I'm a twin. I don't know. Maybe some people, they don't know that I'm a twin. And we're in a family of seven. One girl, and the rest are the boys, six boys.
Tendai Ndoro, thank you very much for your time. Yesterday it was announced that Muhsin Ertugrul is about to leave South African football after over 17 years of being in South Africa. You would have worked with him briefly at Aces and briefly at Orlando Pirates. What can you say about Coach Muhsin Ertugrul leaving South Africa to go back to Turkey?
Yeah, firstly, I want to thank him for what he's done for South African football, not only the club which he coached, but South African football in general. He changed some players, there were players who love this, you know, South African classy thing, and then he managed to change them to make them play business football. I don't know whether you get me there. So he's a great man, and I wish him all the best wherever he's going. Yes, he has played a big role for me, like at Orlando Pirates. He showed me what I can do in the field of play, and I know. It's a great thing to work with that kind of coach. So I wish him all the best wherever he goes.
All right. And yeah, I was about to ask you actually as to what kind of impact he may have had in your game as a striker. What are the things that you remember about him? Even though it was a very short period at Pirates, we know that it didn't stay too long. But what are the things that you still remember about him that he taught you?
You know, what he taught me, especially Mr. Muhsin, is not to give up, when you're not scoring, like you are not in a good giving a good game. Understand? So he taught me to be patient, taught me to be calm. So you might we played a game, our first game against Golden Arrows when we won 3-1. At the halftime, he said, "You see. Go there. Stay where I want you to stay. Don't go away. I don't want you to be. I want you to be in that in front of the goals." So I listened and I went there. You know. Sometimes you, as a striker, you'll be playing. You can stay 10 minutes without getting the ball. So you end up being fourth. Whether you go wide or drop deep, for you to find a ball, just to kick. Understand? So he said, just be patient, go there, the ball is coming. And then I said, but coach, you see, I'm having a camp chair there, so I don't know how am I going to play. I said, okay, fine, let me take out that camp chair, go and play. I said, okay, fine. Imagine, just as I managed to kick the ball 7 times. I even had the video, I even said, okay, fine. And then, second half, when they, imagine, the balls were coming, understand? So I don't know whether it was the theme of saying, okay, the coach have said, let's do this, or it was the theme of amongst ourselves, understand something. So I stayed there in the box, I scored 3 goals, and then I said, okay, you see, I told you, when the ball's not coming, don't worry. Me, I know. Just stay there, one ball will come. I know you will utilize it, you understand? So I just said, okay, coach, for now, I've done what you wanted me to do, so it's okay. Say, okay, next game, don't bring a camp chair. I understand. Say, okay, coach, no more camp chair. I'll just sit while they were making calls with the defenders. So when the ball comes, I'll just score. So he said, okay, fine. Imagine I went 2 games scoring 5 goals. And, you know, that thing, it was there, and I understand, in me. I said, okay, the coach is giving me all the freedom to say, okay, fine. Do what you want, be there, be a leader, control. So you gave me those things, Mr. Mishima. So yeah, I'm really, I really appreciate on that.
All right. No, that's very nice. I mean, I like the fact that you still remember stories when he was still with you. And I like the fact that, and I appreciate the fact that you're sharing that with us. Having said that, it appears that you enjoyed your time with him. Do you think that he fulfilled his mission at Orlando Pirates? This is the last question I'm asking you about Coach Mohsin Ejukwu. Do you think that the way in which he left, I'm not going to repeat the game, everyone knows about it, but do you think, in your opinion, this man fulfilled his job at Orlando Pirates?
Yes, Mr. Mishima, he did everything. He taught us total football, total business football, understand? Us as players, sometimes we didn't get what he was saying, but during his games, we were managing to collect points. We were managing to concede. Like, as a teammate generally, we were doing things correctly, understand, on and off the field. So he played a big role in us as players before he resigned. But it was a bad thing for him to resign after that defeat. So even at us as players, we didn't expect such, but it's life. He made this decision. We accepted it, but if the coach continued, I'm telling you, like now, if Mr. Mishin didn't resign, we could be talking things, understand? We could be talking.
So in your opinion, you think that if it was still there, you would be maybe in the top four, as opposed to being number 11.
We could be like competing on the top, like 1 week on top, 1 week. Number two, 1 week on top. That's what I'm telling you.
Just like Bidvest Wits and Cape Town City and Super Sports United.
They're just changing. And then, as if we had machine all this time, we could be the ones who are being like 1, 2, 3. And then we could be in like.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think it's quite refreshing, because I think that was the perspective that we were missing as a fans, as football fans, is that we didn't know what was happening and whether the players were happy. I mean, I hear you now. You genuinely were happy. It's just that everyone was shocked about losing by that margin, and as a result of that, he had to resign. All right, let's close the chapter then on Coach Mohsin Ejukwu.
Yeah, the main left us number four. We're number four when you left.
Now
we're number 11.
Exactly. I completely get what you're saying and your perspective. Let's move on to an experience that you probably will cherish for the rest of your life. You're 32 years old at some point this year, and you may or may not participate in another African Cup of Nations. You made two appearances as a substitute earlier this year, and you scored one goal in the last game, and Zimbabwe ended up as the last team in the group. But you guys played an exciting brand of football. What do you make of how you performed at the AFCON, your own personal performance?
Yeah, we did well. We did well as a generation. Some of us, we just came to do it. So we're in a group of good teams, Senegal, Algeria, and Tunisia. But we managed to draw with the team which was number one on the continent, Algeria. So that game lifted us up a little bit, but we were supposed to win it, you understand? But in football, anything can happen. We didn't manage to get the maximum points. But the experience which we learned there, it was a massive one. And some of the guys we are playing there, they're using it now. Like when Kama is using it in Sundowns, they're winning cups, you understand?
Okay. Utendai udlale njani yena kwi AFCON? Umaye sibheka nje, like when Tendai is looking at himself and his performance, how did Tendai play? Considering you played only the second half of the second game, the second half of the third game, and then you scored on the third game. Utendai udlale njani kwi AFCON in your own assessment?
To be honest, maybe I just went there to eight numbers. Because I wasn't even in the coach's plan. Because the coach, I don't know why, you understand, but
God was like, to score one goal at least.
Yeah, you know, I for me to score that goal, it was a relief for me. I said, okay, fine. He didn't want to give me a chance, but this is what I can do. just a goal, that is fine. But it was not a retaliation thing. But for me, I can say it was like we got there for learning something in football. But for my personal, I wasn't happy about game time.
All right. And how would you... Do you think Coach Calisto Paseo was justified in playing Unyasha as number 9 as opposed to you?
You know, yeah, we have different qualities in strikers, I think. Nyasha is more of holding, is like a target man, understand? It's like a target man, so he's the when the team want to play like second ball, you'll be using Nyasha. Mina, I'm not good. Yeah, I can go aerial, but I can't win aerial balls like the way Nyasha wins, understand? Which is another strength which he has, but. We all the same. All strikers want to score. But if they don't score, those things which the strength which they have, they won't be like being observed. Okay. You've been shielding, you've been chasing, but what are the results at the end of the day? The team loses. Understand? So the coach has its own way of playing. He wanted second balls. He wanted somebody who can hold up defenders. He wanted somebody big. So when it comes to that play, I mean, automatically I'll be off. I'm not that kind of a player. I'll say, let me go and harass defenders. No, defenders must harass me when I'm attacking.
All right. So for you, you would do, based on what Calisto was looking for on those games, you would say then he was justified in not playing you because he wanted a striker that was going to press very high, that was going to be able to hold the ball, something that you would not be able to offer him.
Yeah, holding the ball, I can do everything holding the ball, but like playing like me as a target man for second ball, you will see with even at Pirates, you can notice if they start playing high balls, I'm not even there. But if you start moving around, you see, yeah, that's where you can see okay the effective of Mina. So the coach has its own game plan. I can't take away anything from him. He knew what he was doing, and then tough luck, he didn't play off, but we all wanted to win when he was playing, understand?
All right. And the Zimbabwean Football Association, how do you think they can improve on issues such as salaries and bonuses? Because obviously you were in the heat of what was going on earlier this year. Do you foresee any changes happening within the administrative side of Zimbabwean football?
In Zimbabwean football, firstly, the administration must consider football as a business. They mustn't treat football like, it's a one-day thing, one of the... Because we didn't expect to go to a game without uniform, without traveling kits. Imagine we're going for a tournament like that. But they knew we qualified all along, but they didn't have to prepare kits, and again kits end up coming in the last game, which something like as players to be. Okay, these guys they don't take us seriously. They have three months to prepare, but this is the last minute. They can't do anything. So we felt like the administration let us down.
Do you think that contributed towards you guys not doing as well? Because a lot of people in the Southern African region really thought, okay, you guys were at least gonna get to the knockout stages.
Yes, we wanted to do that, and then everyone was looking forward to Zimbabwe saying they can go all the way to the semis, understand? But as football players, we told ourselves, no, these things which we are crying for, the kids. They don't play football. As long as we've got our unbranded, we've got our names, we've got our logo, our flag, let's go, just go and play. We showed it again when we're playing against Algeria, first game. We didn't care about the kids, but we managed to get a point. We lead twice, you understand? So, that's we can't say it. The kids let us down, but some of the things, Zifa has let the nation down.
All right, I'm going to close off the national team conversation with this question. And I need you to think about the fact that you're 32 years old when you're answering this question. One, what do you think the future holds for Zimbabwean football? And does that future involve you as well?
For me, for Zimbabwe, the future is bright because you've got so many talented players around the country. If they this structure of saying okay, Safa, let me make an example, Safa. If you can check Safa and compare it to Zimbabwe, you can see that there are too much different associations. Safa is more organized. They do things their time. They understand. Even you can see the under-20s now. They are well prepared. Understand? They have everything. But if you go to Zimbabwe, you end up saying, there's no transport money, there's no work, but you never hear such things in Safa. But according to talents and everything, Zimbabwe, it has talents,
All right. And you do foresee yourself in that squad as opposed to your compatriot, Katsande, who just recently retired from international football. You do want to continue?
I'm still I still have legs. If there's opportunity, I can go and play for the nation. Mr. Katsande, he has his own way. I don't know what the own way of dealing with this, but he made a decision. If he's happy about it, it's okay. So we'll continue playing for the nation.
All right, then. That's very loud and clear, and we hopefully you're not going to take another 10, 12 years to qualify for the next African Cup of Nations. hopefully you will be in Cameroon in 2 years' time.
2019 in Cameroon.
Before we discuss Orlando Pirates with Tendai, we share a word from our sponsors. In life, there are promises you just have to keep. In 2015, Old Mutual paid out almost 1 million rand an hour in valid claims. An Old Mutual funeral plan is not just a contract, it's a promise. Do great things. Old Mutual, a licensed financial services provider. And now, back to the discussion with Tendai Ndoro. All right, let's move on then to the man that is your boss at the moment. It's been 3 games, 3 draws, 3-1-1 results, and 3 games in which you started from the bench. What have you made of Shell Jonovet's start at Orlando Pirates?
The man is a good coach, understand? Good motivator, and he motivates you, and then you feel, I'm motivated. Understand? It's not easy the way you came, in this game. First game was against, Polokwane. And then we came to Chiefs, top team, Super Sport. Understand? All those games were coming from there. That's a sign of saying, okay, we know where we are heading. Understand? Because you joined the team, we had 10 games without win. Understand? So things were bad, to be honest. Things were bad, but we managed as players. We managed to control it. But after the coach came, we see the difference now. Okay, fine. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what we're going to do. Right now, we're fighting for each other. We're supporting each other. We're playing, which is a good thing, which is a good sign for us now.
All right. And were there any immediate things at training that made impression on you that, okay, this is a man that is serious about what he's doing, he knows exactly why he's here?
So I was happy, to be honest. I was happy the club introduced a new coach in this time. Understand? I'm not saying Mr. Augusto and Benson Song are bad. No, I'm just saying the club made a wise move. Because you know when you all down, and then where at home, let me make an example at home. Yeah? Who's going to lift us up if the the leaders are down, they're out of, like, they just do things, understand, things which will affect the performance of everyone at school, understand. So we're taking that, like, life as in, you know, okay, umntwana akapass, okay, ubaba lo mzali, mama, like, abazali benze, miyenza, umntwana akapass, until, and then nani futhi akulandeli imncediso ngakhona umntwana ukuthi umntwana okay namhlanje yenza kanje niyenza futhi maybe ningezelele i-stress or niyaphambanisa kakhulu, that's why i-assess performance umntwana esikoleni, umntwana ngasaphasi. That's the thing again in football, understand? We didn't have that man ukuthi things are bad, someone can lift us up, understand?
I hear you, and I think it makes perfect sense. What you're saying. Now, let's talk about his discussion that he would have had with you guys as a team. Has he mentioned anything about setting targets for the seasons? Because we know, obviously, Orlando Pirates is a top team. At the moment, they are at 11th place. Has he mentioned anything about what is the next best target for the remainder of the season? What does he want from you guys?
Right now, the coach is saying, okay, let's run away from where we are. And then we move forward, understand? That's the message he's giving us. He say, okay, fine, we are number 11. Let's move away from number 11. Let's go to 8. Let's go to 6. Let's go to 7. Let's see the season, if the season ends, where we're going to, as long as we are away from where we are right now.
Okay. And I'd like to think that the best would be then within top 8.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's talk about you, because what I noticed is that Orlando Pirates didn't win any matches in 12 games, and you, at the same time, didn't score in 9 games. Do you think that the teams working out a plan for you had a correlation with Orlando Pirates not getting positive results?
You know, it would be nice when you're saying, like, I'm not scoring, the team is winning, you understand? That's why I get frustrated, you understand? Okay, fine. I'm a striker. The team is winning, but I'm not scoring. The team is losing. There's a difference between the two, understand? So, Mina, right now, it's like the whole team, like we've been down, understand? All of us, it's affecting all of us, not affecting strikers, not affecting Doros, not affecting who and who. But the thing is, like, it's in us as players. Okay, if we succeed, the team will prosper. Understand? We're not supposed to be in number 11. We're not supposed to be in that relegation. Like, we're now being the candidates of relegation. No. Understand? But if we turn things around amongst ourselves as players, no matter Mourinho can come and coach Pirates. Yes, he can come. But if our as players, our attitudes are bad, Mourinho can resign in a week, understand? But just because you've seen there's nothing I can work on this on this team. But us as players, we are to blame. I'm telling you the truth. We are our approach towards things is different than other things, which like other teams. Like you see other teams, they go there, they fight, they do everything. But us, we are soft, we do things. We are in a comfort zone. It's like we own the league, you understand?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and I get the explanation. Kodwa ngifuna ukungizwa kanje. Ngithi mina, amaqela uma evala undoro, seyazi ukuthi ayivale Pirates, ngoba njengoba ungazange uscore in 9 games, iPirates ayiwini in 12 matches. Uyabona, so ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe bakufumene ama defenders ala ku PSL aktholile manje, they know exactly that if they close you, then they close the team.
No, to be honest, every game has got in its different thing. I mean, I can go to a new game forgetting what I did for the past. I go with the new things, and I think it's hard to analyze someone. I can analyze a defender now, tomorrow is being moved match, and I think so. That's why I say sometimes yes, we do analyze this, but I don't rely on doing analysis, because somebody will wake up in a different shape tomorrow. So, Mina, one of the parties have been, we will not be winning. I am not being scoring. Yeah, as a top scorer of the club, having ourselves, what's going on? What was making us scoring? What was making us winning? Are we still doing the same thing? No. Are we still doing the same thing? Yes. So what is supposed to be done? Okay, 1, 2, 3, and then we'll go and fix. If there was a chances every game, how many chances did we take a game? How many chances did you score? Right now, we can't have chances. We have half chances if we're lucky. Understand? But things are coming. Like, I'm telling you, things are coming. Like, there's got a sign now. Things are coming.
All right. And let me ask you something about the fact that you've been coming, because it's like a repetition of what happened in January. Calisto Pasua did this to you, and it appears as if Yonovre is going to do this to you as well, based on the qualities. And he was explaining that the reason why he's starting with Ukabuza is because of exactly what you had just explained. The fact that he's pressing, the fact that he's going to win aerial balls. Now, what happened with Zimbabwe is happening now at Orlando Pirates for the past 3 games.
Yeah.
What do you make of that, considering that you are the joint top goal scorer in the league?
I won't tell the coach. I won't tell the coach why, and I won't ask why is he not playing, but you will see, okay, this is what is happening. You know, I wish, and I all the best for Kabuza when he's playing, understand? Wish you could score, understand? So all this work he's doing can be recognized. That's my wish, you understand? Okay, he's fighting left, right, center, but when it's like we need him most, he's not there, you understand? Like, he's lucky. He's getting chances. He's getting chances. Understand? His past 3 games, he's getting chances. So, the only thing which is lacking, last touch. Understand? That last touch of saying, okay, Kabuza, you've worked hard. Score this goal, and then let us win, and then we can start doing whatever, defend or something. But I'm saying, okay, Nina Ezindoro, I know my strength. I know where to run. I know where to position myself. Understand? Okay, fine. The team wants to defend. We start defending from up front. You understand? Okay. My job, like you're saying, what I was taught by a machine. Understand? This thing of saying, okay, just come, drop by the center. If the ball close to the center, fine. Leave it there. Reserve yourself. The ball is coming. Check them on. You know, that thing, okay? This is the kind of striker which I want, understand? But this is the way I play, understand? So, my qualities, I want to be like Kabuza. I want to be like Nyasha. No. We've got different type of play. If the coach prefers Kabuza's style, that's good. If my chance, my minutes will come, I'll play, no problem.
Do you know a guy by the name of Lebohang?
Lebohang.
You don't know him?
Lebohang. From?
Do you know a guy that has been banging goals in the PSL by the name of Lebohang?
Oh, Manyama.
I'm just asking, do you know him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Does he make you have sleepless nights?
No. You compare where he's playing, and you compare with the guys he plays with, understand? Because we once watching the team, understand that team? They share. They know, okay, this guy is our goalpost. Let's work for him, understand? Okay, they know.
No, I was just asking if you knew him. Do you know that he's at 11 goals and you also had 11 goals?
Yeah.
And
I'm not feeling any pressure. I'm not feeling any pressure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me just ask you the question directly then. Between you, Lebohang Manyama, Kabadino Mango, who's going to end up as a top goal scorer in May?
The one who's having more chances. It depends on how he's going to use them.
Does Tendai Ndoro thinks he's going to be the top goal scorer at the end of the season?
Me not personally, as long as I'm the top goal scorer of the club, I'm okay. The bonus when I'm the top goal scorer of the season of the PSL, that's good. That's a bonus for me. Understand?
Was there any point this season where you would have felt that you are going to get to 20 goals?
Yeah, I still have that belief. I do, because when you're scoring, you'll be checking your games. Okay, now I'm on 14 games. I'm on 15 games. I've got 11 goals. Okay, what's up? What next? Understand? I love to compare my goals and games. That's how I am. That's why I don't like to like say I want to score 20. No, if I play 30, maybe I can score 20. That's it. You understand?
All right. Now, before I take you to our quiz, I'll interestingly say that when I spoke to Lebohang Manyama and I asked him who's the top goal scorer, he was saying, at that time you had 11 goals and he had 7 goals. And he said, Tendai Ndoro for now.
Yeah.
So he was confident that from 7 goals he was gonna get to 11 goals. All I'm saying is just watch out. The next thing you know, he may be at 11, at 15 goals, at 17 goals.
Yeah, that's true. And I wish him well. I wish he could score more. You understand? Yeah, that's my wish. I wish he could score more. Then the competition would be nice.
But you want Tendai Ndoro to be top goal scorer.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
All right. Thank you very much, Tendai. We now move on to the PSL quiz section of the Old Mutual Big Interview. I'm going to ask you 3 PSL-related questions. You give me 3 correct answers and you will get 100%. Simple as that. Just to test your knowledge about the PSL. We have a few people at 100%. Guys like Lebohang Manyama. Guys like Nathan Polsa and guys like Dean Furman. So let's hear how much you know your PSL. How many PSL teams are based in KwaZulu-Natal?
KwaZulu-Natal is a province.
Yes. How many PSL clubs?
2.
Are based in KwaZulu-Natal?
2.
Well done. And can you name 3 players that are currently playing for Ajax Cape Town?
Nathan Polsa, Bantu Musavali, Eric Spade.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And then, true or false, Platinum Stars is currently in the top 8.
False.
All right. That's quite unfortunate because that is true. Platinum Stars is number 8 at the moment.
Oh!
All right. But then that was a good attempt. Tendai Ndoro, thank you very much for your time, my man. That's it for this week's Old Mutual Big Interview. Tune into another episode next week. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu.